Moncrief on News Talk.
The organisers of the Academy Awards just announced a new rule. In future, they'll have to watch all of the nominated films. So they didn't do that already. Esther McCarthy is here to explain. Afternoon, Esther.
Hi, Sean. How are you? Isn't it bananas that they used to vote in categories that they didn't watch all the films in?
Okay, so this looks as bad as it sounds then.
Well, I suppose what they're trying to do in essence here, the Academy, is strengthen the enforcement of what they already hoped the voters were doing. Okay, so in the old days, the system was an honours system, which took into account that the Academy's members are likely very busy and may not have time to watch every film. So the guidelines would state that you're not to vote for films that you haven't seen. I know, that's a no-brainer, right? Mm. But the problem with that system is, you know, if the Academy voters are then voting, say for Best Picture, there's 10 films. Just say I'm Nicole Kidman and I'm off to vote and I've done a fairly good job because I'm Nicole Kidman. I've seen 9 of the 10 films. So I am not going to vote for the one film I haven't seen because that would be unfair. But that is essentially unfair to that film with the best will in the world. Mm. Because it means that that film hasn't got a chance to get in a vote from Nicole Kidman. So the honours system is fallible by its very nature. And what the new system is going to do is use technology to ensure that if I haven't seen all of the nominees in a category, that I cannot vote in that category. Now, that doesn't mean you can't vote in other categories. Say I've seen all 10 best pictures, but I haven't seen all of the animation categories. I can't vote in that category, but I can still vote for Best Picture. So it's really just taking the honour system out of it and the likelihood that it gets abused, and it does get abused, and removing any doubt of that. Like every year, just after the final ballots are voted on, and this only applies to the final ballots, by the way. It doesn't apply to earlier rounds. But like last year, the Variety and the Hollywood Reporter and the trades, they always do secret interviews with voters. And they're always like so enjoyably bonkers anyway. You'll have someone saying, I'm not voting that person for Best Actress because they're very annoying. You know, they're always really entertaining, you know. But last year you saw a lot of people saying they didn't watch The Brutalist and June 2 because they were too long. So you had nominees openly admitting that those films are too long. Both Best Picture nominees, by the way, both nominees across several other categories, and saying that they voted in those categories, but they didn't vote. They didn't watch those films. So it is an absolute problem, you know.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be really good for. So under the new system, there's three ways really that voters and the electorate's getting bigger all the time. You're talking about maybe 10,000 voters now. And it'll be higher than that by the time this is enforced next year. So people see films either through a digital system called the Academy Screening Room, through film festivals. You know, a high-profile film festival run is often the beginning of an Oscars campaign. Just this year, Anora's Best Picture winner started its life at Cannes Film Festival. So you could have seen it there. Or what often happens is, especially for smaller films, and the gang behind on Colleen Kuhn did this very successfully, actually, was they had lots of members screenings in LA, especially for Oscar members. And they really built their campaign on that really, really successfully. So those are the three ways people get to watch the films. So the ballots now will only unlock for members who have verified they've watched all the nominated films in the given category. That applies across all 24 categories, from Best Picture to Costume Design, and to a new one actually that's introduced next year for casting, which is great to see because I think it's an absolute art form casting. So if you're watching the film on the screening room, they'll use technology to track whether you've screened the film in full, and you will not be able to open the ballot to place your vote unless that technology applies and has opened that ballot to you.
Well, no, there's nothing to stop Nicole Kidman just sticking it on her laptop and then, you know, hitting the local bar to do a few shots, then coming back and turning it off.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that Nicole Kidman will watch every frame. She's Nicole Kidman. She's great. But you're right. There is still a potential to exploit this technology. But I think, you know, it's an honourable thing that the Academy is doing. It's really saying, lads, come on now. There's five films in that category. You're not to vote in that category unless you've seen all five. And I think it really is important, like the preferential ballot thing for Best Picture, you know, where the preferential ballot applies to Best Picture. So you've 10 nominees in Best Picture. So it's trying to be inclusive and diverse. You have two foreign language nominees in Best Picture this year for the first time. And it's really important, I think, that you've seen all the films in that category, because the preferential ballot means, you know, you're voting from, it's like the Irish electoral system. It's like when you go in to vote in the general election, you're voting in order of preference from 1 to 10. So it's really important there. If you have 10,000 people doing that, and even say 5% of those people haven't seen all of the films, say 5% of them have only seen 9 of the films, and that's, I think, a little bit optimistic. That could really, really skew the result of the Best Picture ballot.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and
you know,
they brought this in this year, Esther. Has this been building up ahead of steam? This, because I assume that in many years people didn't watch the whole all 10 films or whatever the total number in each category.
Yeah, I mean, it's created a kind of a historical issue for them, because if you knew how all of the other ballots went, like, would you be saying, actually, that person should have won Best Actor that year? I suppose you can't really go back there now, and those ballots are private anyway. But it means that, you know, there could have been what's known in Hollywood as coattail voting, where high-profile nominees got over the line, maybe based on the buzz around their campaign, the budget they have for their campaign, the fact that they're really familiar, or, you know, what you'd often see commonly said in Hollywood, you know, this person should win this year. It was even being said around Ralph Fiennes for Conclave this year, that he had never won an Oscar before, therefore he should win this year. Like, why should that be, you know? Mm-hmm. I think he'd been nominated numerous times. And it was good that he didn't, I suppose. I love Ralph Fiennes, don't get me wrong. But it should be based on the individual work of the person in the category on the given year, you know? So I think it's going to be really good for smaller films. And it's great to see, like, there was a brilliant Brazilian film from Walter Salles called I'm Still Here, which became a massive hit here in Ireland amongst the Brazilian community, as well as arthouse film goers. It did really strong box office here. But it's a tiny film. In previous years, it wouldn't have got in there for Best Picture. And it's a very powerful film. And to see it there this year is great. I think these changes are going to make it even better in terms of inclusiveness, in that once that is in that category, you have to see it, you know? You have to see The Brutalist. You have to see Dune 2. Otherwise, you're not voting in that category. And the technology has existed for a while to enable that. So it's probably a little slow from the Academy in getting this, but it's better late than ever, I think.
Yeah.
And I think the only people who are going to be annoyed by this is the people who can't be arsed watching the films, Sean. So,
so
it's
bad
good
news
for everyone else. You know?
Bad news for lazy people. Esther, thanks a million. Yeah. As ever, Esther McCarthy there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.